Union workers fighting for a fair contract at REI Boston are drawing support from the state's growing worker co-op community. REI is the largest customer co-op brand, but many worker-owned co-ops say it has failed to live up to its stated values or bargain in good faith. Union member Sam Gilbert says workers need a greater say in scheduling, training, and a living wage.
I see all of those as being progressive changes that we can do within the union, and in doing so, we can really help REI out too.
Gilbert says he's grateful for the backing of fellow unions and worker co-ops, especially following the loss of five senior co-workers. REI maintains their dismissals were not related to union activities and that it's committed to the contract negotiation process. The union campaign at REI is part of a nationwide surge in retail labor organizing that began during the pandemic, as workers rallied for higher wages and improved safety conditions. Michael Brennan with the U.S. Federation of Worker Cooperatives says it was important that members show solidarity with union workers based on their shared value of workplace democracy.
We're building connections between cooperators and workers at their local REI store so that they can help show up for any kind of pickets or rallies or just meet for coffee and be a moral support.
Brennan says about 50 co-ops have signed onto a petition calling on REI to respect its workers and reach a fair first contract by the end of the year. Union and co-op members say their common goals are ultimately good for business. State lawmakers agree and have created a new state agency to help facilitate their development. Sarah Acefa with the Coalition for Ownership and Power says the agency can provide the grant and loan guarantees as well as technical help to get started.
There tends to be quite a bit of state infrastructure to support lots of the business world, but it'd be great to see even more state infrastructure to support worker-owned businesses because it is such a special model.
A co-op coalition is asking the state for nearly $700,000 to help build a network of worker-owned co-ops across the Commonwealth. Acefa says that would help more businesses reinvest in their own communities rather than simply extract from them. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.